better.
Paging Dr. Faggot!
Get your hand off my penis!
I am going to savage you this week.
I am going to take each one of your pre-existing holes and fill it with my seed.
I want to see.
Oh, no, honey. Daddy's doing adult talk.
And then invite my infant son in to go potty inside of you like you're a rest stop bathroom.
Welcome to Hurtful Banter and Smooth Brain Bets, you absolute scotch finger.
Remember to share this with your most retarded faggoty friend and like Hurtful Banter on Facebook and Instagram and email us all the hurtful shit you say to your friends at hurtfulbanter@gmail.com. Eat a dick.
Well, I'm sitting in my car about to put a laundry hose from the exhaust into my window so I can finally end it all because Supercoach is fucked and I lost a bet with Tim and the loser has to wear a wig of the winner's pubes. And I don't think I want to be alive anymore. And Supercoach is a bad game. And I lost to fucking Doug. And Doug has such a fucking bullshit team. Except I couldn't trust Tommy. I couldn't trust him because he was scoring fucking 40s. And I couldn't trust him. And I didn't captain him. And he scored 160-something even. It's just, I don't understand why I'm living this life and playing this game. It's a really bad time. I'm down to fucking 5-7 or some shit. Like, I am doing not well even a small bit. I think I'm like 5-7. Losing record. It's, so I'm just going to have a look. But I lost to Doug. My brother Doug is a fucking little gypsy, but I lost to him, and he captained Lachlan Miller. Lachlan Miller had such a poor game last week, he got dropped from the team. So I did that. So last week, I lost to Doug by like 4 points or 5 points, and I tried to leave the chat, but it's fucking purgatory. You don't get to choose when you leave, because you just get added back by some dipshit that's like, ha ha ha, funny leaving. No, cunt, I want to be gone forever. Why are you doing this to me? But yeah, so last week was pretty bad. The Tim week was actually super fun because it looked like I was in it until like the last game where it was very, very clear I was never in it at all and I got beaten by, let's have a quick look, by nearly 200 points. So yeah, that's a pretty fucking poor go of it. So I run an event, a little fight show, out in the wilderness, out most remote fight show in the country. We do a pretty good job. I'm pretty proud of it. But Tim might have smashed me in fucking Supercoach, but he's actually, and if he follows this as a thing he wants to do, he's actually the best fight MC in the country. And I think you must have to have like at least a couple of extra chromosomes to be a really good fight MC. Because there's no other explanation for that man being somewhat entertaining. He has womanly hips, as Richard said a lot of times, but I don't think that leads to good things like that. But I'm just going to have a quick look at the ladder in Supercoach, because it's a really fucking very sad time. But I got over 800 last week with a shit captain, so I'm on the up, but it's a fucking lot. And the fact that Richard has twice as many points as me, he's on 20 points, I'm only on 10. Oh, fuck me. But I'm coming 7th. But the guy coming 6th is on a heavy downswing, as is Doug, who got a lucky win against me last week. So I think I'll still make it into the finals. And as long as Big Swing and Dick Tommy Trebojevic comes through, I should be right. But I'll read him from the bottom to top. So bottom, Steve, loves rooting, doesn't communicate at all, had a Bucks weekend the other day that I popped into and played some golf that was really fun, Steve. Turns out, will pop in for golf, will not pop in for Supercoach. He has a bad team. Luke, whoever the fuck Luke is, he's been gone. We have a rule in the league that If you bail on the league halfway through the year, you have to drink a boost juice cup full of everyone's piss that's in the league. And I don't think Luke is following through, and Doug is the guy that brought him in. So it should be the rule that because Luke has faded out into obscurity and not trying, not in the chat, not sending his team week to week, Doug should have to drink a giant piss cup. But big news, Mitchie Menstrual is bloody out of the cream bowl. We've probably said it multiple times, but the cream bowl is the first game after the regular season. The two people that come last play off, and the person that loses that match gets just ejaculated into, like, by everybody in the league, all over the place, in every hole. It's a real bloody, it's a real delight for everybody that's not that guy. So Mitch is out of that for the minute. Still on the same amount of wins, but he's very much on the up. I think he could come good. Jimmy, he commentated my flight show, did a bloody tremendous job. I'm hoping he comes back for the next one. But his rugby league acumen is really starting to show by the poor amount of points his team's starting to put together. But it's kind of good that it's happening over these couple of weeks where there's buys and shit and there's origins. So half of everyone's team's out. It's for a few of us, it could be like the couple of weeks that puts us back in the mix against the top dogs. Then Dwayne's up there. So there's four of us on the same amount of points. It's like the regular rugby league. It's a tight competition. So it's Jimmy, Dwayne, and me. So Durs is the Ryobi of the league, just generic, has an okay team, pops into the chat once a fortnight, has nothing that humorous to say, lives in Doug's bed. He's a hard guy to talk about. I quite like him because he's so generic, but that's why fairy bread's my favorite snack, because it's just so generic and is at parties. Tim's got ahead because he beat me the week before, but he has what's his name, the best player in the world, Nathan Cleary, and he still managed to lose with a 300 and something point captain, which means the rest of his team is actual dog shit. And I don't like to see it because I really want to play off against him in the finals, so we've got to find a way to rectify that. Doug's just above him. Doug's team is heavily on the downswing. He started off the year crushing it, but I think he's probably got enough wins where he'll sneak one or two and probably end up on the bottom leg of the finals at the end, which will be good. Because the ideal situation is me, Doug, and Tim are all in the finals because that's very fun. Jake, the snake, the methy snake, is coming fourth. Fuck, he's made a humongous comeback because he was in cream contention for the longest time. Oh, good on you, Jake. Nice one. McKern falling from grace and has Hines, who will be in Origin Camp for the next month. So he'll still be there or thereabouts. No one gives a fuck about Phil. And Dicklin. Dicklin, human trafficker, meth head, pimp, empathetic pimp. He wrote a book called The Empathetic Pimp because he traffics people around the world, but he also cares about them. I think that's about it for the ladder. Let's have a look at the games for the week. These games are all fucking weird because only 4 to 7 people have for the most part. So Doug's versus Phil this week. And Phil has 1, 2, 3, 8 players and Doug, 9 players and Doug only has 6. So that should be an easy win for Phil, but if Phil didn't completely rape Tim of everything that was worth anything in his life, then he would definitely be coming last. I'm playing old Dickle number one, who's the number one Dickle in the industry. I've got one more player than him, but the players I have are fucking dog shit, so we'll see what happens. The generics versus the Jimmies, that's the Durses. Oh, Durs has 8,000 more players than Jim Bob. It should be an easy win for Durs this week. Well, this couldn't fucking
have some interesting things happening in the ladder. Ooh, Tim and Steve have the same amount of players this week. But the Steves have Campbell Graham, who got dropped from Origin, and Sean Johnson, which should, with a VC and a C, get Steve the win in that game. And the game after that is the McKerns versus the Menstrual Mitches. They got the same amount of players too. I like it when that happens. By the look of it, you would assume McKern's going to win this pretty handily, but you chuck a VC on Halem Lukey and then hope he does something. And I'm pretty sure A-Ray is suspended. So I'm not too I'm not suspended, injured. But fuck. Mitch's team, like, I'm going to look at the rest of his team. It's not too bad. I think he'll come home with a bit of a wet sail. And then we've got Jake the Snake and who the fuck is Luke? No surprises here, but Jake has more players than Luke because Jake doesn't set a fucking lineup. But yeah, you've got to assume that. Yeah, I just can't see a world where Luke makes up enough points with those players to make a win. So Jake should win that. And all of those people winning should sort of mess around the leaderboard a bit. I'm not autistic or organized enough to figure out how that's going to go down. But that's going to be a short, up-to-date podcast because I've been balls to the wall trying to make some money for the fam and doing a million things. So I haven't had the energy to put into it. Really, that's a pathetic excuse, and I'm just a gigantical faggot. let's just hope for the best. I'll turn this car on, see if this laundry pipe puts me to a peaceful, deep sleep. Fuck you.
I'm kind of retarded.
Think of yourself in front of me.
Jesus, Simon!
Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
You'd like my lip, wouldn't you? Right round your bell end? If Mr. Chippy doesn't get there first, what's he gonna knock up? A closet for you to hide in, you bumder!